Welcome, everyone. I'm Laura DeFranco, the CEO of Brave Healer Productions, where we have a mission to wake the world up to what's possible, one brave word at a time. And here today to help me with that mission are two of the amazing authors of a new book that we have coming out. This one is called The Ultimate Guide to Becoming a Successful Soul Professional, 22 Powerful Growth Strategies for Up-Leveling Your Soul-Aligned Business. What a title, right? I can't tell you guys how much this topic turns me on. We're going to have such an awesome conversation today. Before I introduce the ladies to you, I would like to say a huge thank you to our lead author, Camille Miller. Camille is the founder of the Natural Life Business Partnership and the creator of the idea of a soul professional. Camille, thank you so much for the mission that you had with these books. This is the second book in a series, and I'm excited to bring these books to you. This is a book I wished I had in the beginning of my own business, my own career, and y'all are going to hear why here in just a minute. So Lara Waldman is with me. She is, AKA the Abundance Activator. I love that part of your bio, Lara. She is a manifestation expert, wealth coach, healer, and author of Money Manifestation Mastery. I can't wait to talk to Lara more about her chapter. Safriana is with us today. Okay, Safriana Lugna, am I getting your last name correct?
It is. It's Luna, just like
Luna.
The moon.
Okay, but it so is, forget yeah. That G, Luna. All right, I should have asked you beforehand. Safriana Luna is the queer spirit guide, creatrix of impactful rituals, retreats, and educational experiences promoting authentic self-alignment. To both of you, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to have a fun conversation. Lara, let's start the party off with you. Tell us about your chapter that you wrote for the book.
Oh, I'm very excited too. Yeah, so this is all about manifesting millions, big money, big purpose, big power. So this is really a chapter on how to manifest money, but really in alignment with your stepping into your true authentic power, your next level purpose, right? What you're here to do, but who you are at the center point of that. So for me, money is all about personal empowerment, but also who you are becoming. So one of the most powerful journeys of growth, transformation, healing, and personal evolution and the way that I facilitate it. And this is, I use the soul vision, soul guidance, or you could call purpose, to help navigate that, which is designed to help you stay in alignment and in integrity with who you are and what you truly want. There's so much sort of crisscross wires when it comes to money, and so many people, you know, cut off a leg for those financial results, or like cut off your nose to spite your face kind of thing. And I'm like, no, I'm not down with that. Like, how do you create wealth in your life, true wealth that's really in alignment with you and what it is you truly want, but also what life is calling you into, right? So it's not just necessarily all on the logic. It's kind of going deeper and richer into yourself and into life and uncovering all that's possible. So it's all about purpose, impact, contributing to the lives of others, while also taking yourself as a business owner, as a leader, on an extraordinary journey of growth and evolution as you do that.
This is such a fun, fun topic. I could go in so many directions with the manifestation topic. I love it. I love thinking about it. And you're one of the chapters, you don't know this, this is the first time Lara has heard this, but you're one of the chapters where I printed out the tool. And I put it on my table, and I had a couple of days in the particular week that I was editing this book. And I'm like, I'm going to go through this step by step and see what happens. And I appreciated the perspective. And I always appreciate when there's a question I haven't asked myself yet. Right. And you had some of these steps that you were taking us through. So you guys are going to really enjoy this book for so many different reasons. But the authors are sharing real life stories, but then you're gonna get a practical strategy. So this was one of the ones where I was practicing and kind of playing with it, mostly because I just love the topic. But Lara, have you heard the quote, we manifested today sometime in the past? Like, what you've been thinking and doing is created your today. So do you believe in that piece of things? Is that something we should worry about? What do you want to say about that?
Well, yeah, it's obviously a complex thing. You know, manifestation, there's a lot of things about manifestation, the way people talk about it, that really annoy me, because there's a lot of nuance to it. I've been in the game of spirituality, self-development for 20 years. And I think any industry you've been in for a long time, you get kind of cynical about it. So it's also like, I want to bring in, like, call out BS and call out where we do a lot of kind of hurtful and harmful stuff with this conversation as well. So let's just say there's nuance. It's beautifully simple, but also beautifully complex at the same time. So just like a little caveat. But yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the work that I do now, so the work we're doing now, for example, with the Money Manifestation Mastery practices, is preparing you for like 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line. So you're doing the work now for your future. And yes, what is manifest now, what is showing up in your physical reality now, will be based on past decisions, patterns, programs, thoughts, beliefs that were from your past. Now, the challenge is mostly that's in our unconscious and they're in our blind spots, and we don't like to take responsibility for ourselves. So I'm all about taking radical self-responsibility, not to say that everything that happens to you is your fault, but my thing is, it's your responsibility to transform yourself, right? Because whatever's happened to you in your past lives inside of your body now, and that's inside of you. And as hard and painful as some of that stuff is, right, it's our job to heal and transform, I believe. But so it's really about looking at, and so whatever results you're experiencing now, what was I thinking, believing? What are the choices that I made or didn't make that has created this present reality? And then if you're not enjoying some of the results in your present reality, then we need to think, okay, what do I need to do now to shift and change where I'm going into the future? And it is painful work. It means getting really honest and being willing to look at the painful stuff. So even the stuff that I teach is all beautiful, like energetic work. Actually, on the ground level, we have to go into the shadow. We have to go into the deep, dark, and ugly bits as well, which I've noticed that most people just don't want to go there. You know, they just don't want to feel it. They don't want to address it. So I'm like, we go there, right? Because then if we go there now, we start building something beautiful moving forward.
Yeah, it's so exciting too. Laura, thank you so much for being here today.
I just want to say I have so much deep resonance with what Laura just shared, like amazing synchronicities here.
Yes, always. The universe sets up our interview groups all the time, you guys. Safriana, your turn. Tell us about your amazing chapter.
Yeah, so I am author of chapter 17, and it is called Building the Bridge from Trauma to Triumph, Aligning with Your Soul's Desires. And I really poured into this chapter. It was the first time that I discussed some of my own trauma history, like kind of publicly, I guess. I mean, it's publicly, it's in a book. Without pain dumping, without trauma dumping, that's a lot of my mission in the world, is us being able to delicately talk about the things we've been through on a macro level, so we can find the safe spaces where we can unpack the shadow. And that's part of what the chapter is about, is really recognizing, as Laura was talking about, we need to go into our shadows to heal stuff that might be blocking us from being able to live the life of our dreams. And so that's the trauma to triumph, is knowing that we're going to need supports to find our new version of success after we've experienced all of the piling on of junk that society throws our way, that we then have to unlearn and kind of get out of. So yeah, this chapter was really my overcoming. I had opened a business with an ex-partner who unfortunately was not the healthiest, and the business was just a traumatic mess. The paperwork, the money, the mindset, all of it did not go well. And so when I was sitting with, later down the line, being unhappy in my sort of 9-to-5 traditional job, it was like, but what other option do I have? Because the idea of opening my own business was terrifying. So I get into that in this chapter, like what I had to do to unpack that terror, to be able to move through the trauma and start a very successful business. So I'm just hoping that this chapter is going to speak to someone else that has maybe been through a traumatic situation and has that little bit of fear that's keeping them from moving forward with their dreams.
This is such a great topic as well. And it met, you're right, there's a lot of synchronicity between you two and how you're looking at life, and especially trauma. I think about past traumas like, oh, that was an opportunity for me. The more I learned that, the more my present day, whatever was happening, I could shift the perspective on it and just pause for a minute and take a breath and think to myself something different. Like, okay, you don't know what this is yet. This is okay. Like, just stop and breathe here rather than sort of making it mean all these terrible things or whatever we do in our head. Right. So do you look at all of those, I would imagine all of those traumas as opportunities?
Yeah, I certainly personally do. You know, looking back, I really feel empowered in looking at what I went through as building an awareness for me of what other people might possibly be going through in life, right? If it's happening to me, it could be happening to somebody else. And it really allowed me to build a deep compassion that I could then apply to myself and others. So yeah, I think that it's like, there's so much that is avoided in our culture that if we were just able to be gentle with ourselves and like get into some of that, we could unpack, we could unload, we could be free.
So thanks for talking a little bit about the fact that you know, this might have been the first time you put some of this public inside of a book. For sure is a public way to do it. And thanks for being brave about that. To Laura, also to all of the authors, if you're listening to this interview, it's one of the things I love about you the most is you said yes to that. You took on the challenge, and you're sometimes sharing stories that your inner circle hasn't even heard. Is there anything else about that that you want to talk about?
I mean, visibility and the concept of universality is really why I think it's so important for us to share our stories. Knowing that other people have been through something that we've been through similarly immediately is like a balm to our wounds, right? Because it's like someone else gets it. Someone's with me in this. So I think there's so much power in sharing our stories that, you know, this book, I love all of Camille's projects, and the first book in the series was just fabulous. But this one, I feel really, really provides that opportunity for people to consider the way that their own history and trauma is impacting their business in a really big way.
The authors were exceptionally brave. Brave is you were vulnerable about your story. You let us get to know you at the next level. And that's, again, what I thank all of you for. Safriana, what does it mean to you to be a soul professional?
Yeah, I speak a little bit to this in my chapter with my definition of success. For me, being a soul professional is about aligning. I literally, all of my work is about alignment, and I like to do this like hand signal for yes. Alignment. Like, being a soul professional is aligning you and your business and realizing that there's this interrelationship between them. And to really do good work in our business, I believe we need to align ourselves first, right? Body, mind, spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it. And then recognizing that the business is an extension of us. It's literally its own entity, right? It has a birthday. It has its own charts. And when we are able to be in relationship with our business in that way, we become a soul professional because we are applying soul to our business in a new way. That's what it means to me.
I love it. I did this a lot too. Like, yeah. Laura, how about you? What does it mean to be a soul professional?
Such a good question. And it's a question that's constantly growing and evolving for me, actually. You know, as we live and put one foot in front of the other, it's like, it's a constant journey of discovering. And for me, it's absolutely about being in alignment. It's about getting out of the ego and being in service to something much bigger and greater than the I, than the me. And for me, it's the only way that I get over myself. Because if it wasn't for my soul guidance, I wouldn't be doing any of the work that I'm doing. So it's about, for me, it's always about almost like hugging the planet and hugging the universe. So understanding that we are interconnected with everything. So therefore, being a soul professional within my business means that what I'm doing within my business, or what we're creating in business, we understand has an impact and sends ripples and tapping into the interconnectedness of all that is. And for me, this was also very, very important when talking about wealth creation, because for me, money is power and business is power. And we're in positions of power in business and in finance. And being soul aligned means that we are remembering our humanity, that we're coming from the heart, we're coming from the soul, we're coming from a place of interconnectedness and from what I like to call soulful service, but also soulful surrender. So on the inner game, in terms of me as a business owner, as a leader of my business, it's also about making sure, because what my soul does is always make me do the shadow work, the trauma work, the integration work, and bring it right down to the base chakra, if you will. And because we got that big vision, and this is also one of my obsessions, is how to like basically not do spiritual hurt and harm, which there is a lot of shadow within the spiritual scenes as well. And so I think actually if we're really following our soul within business and finance, it's also calling us home to greater healing within ourselves, right? So that's for me where I go now, is right down to the root systems of the self and the root systems of the business and the root systems of our finances. So it's integrated. So it's soul led, but then it's also integrated from that soul guidance into our physical reality. That's really what I'm kind of hardcore about at the minute. But the soul alignment is about the bigger vision that takes you out of the little me and the I and the I'm all alone and, you know, insignificant in the world into the bigger service. And then also calls you into deep healing and evolution as the individual within the, you know, the leadership position in business. So that's where I'm sitting with it right now at the moment.
Oh my goodness. This is why I like playing in the sandbox with you all, these deep, deep conversations. All right. I could have stayed there for a while, but I want to ask you both this next question. Laura, I'm going to stick with you here for a minute for it. I think that it takes a certain something, and you just really talked a lot about several somethings, but it takes a certain something to go from just starting your soul aligned business to actually becoming successful in that business. What do you think is the one most important thing about creating the success? I know it's defined differently for everybody, but what do you want people to know about this?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pieces to that question. And again, it's an answer that keeps growing and evolving over time through lived experience. But I think actually that thing you said about what is success and defining success and what is wealth, you know, defining wealth, not based on our current systems and based on the past, is actually redefining what that is for you. Because there's so much distortion and confusion about how do we even measure success? What even is that? And so not kind of going on some ego idea of that, but what is it for you and how are you going to measure that? Because what I found through coaching people with this is definitely we have different versions of what success is, but how are we going to know when we're there? So for me, it's always about, you know, quality over quantity. It's about the depths of connection and about a sense of kind of deep, rich fulfillment, because if we're always kind of chasing the tail or like chasing the carrot, if you will, of like trying to get to that thing. And this is for me, the shadow of manifesting as well. It's like trying to get there, right? Rather than realizing, it's right here, right now. And this is it. Mm. And this is friggin' it. And so for me, that's where I sit now. But, you know, I had to kind of, you're trying to get to certain, like, it's almost like little levels, but to also get that this is truly, I know it's a nice sort of concept to say, but I'm really starting to finally understand that success is about how we're showing up right here, right now. Right? Day in, day out, through the challenges, through the obstacles, through the setbacks, and the willingness to keep leaning in, the courage to keep leaning in and keep showing up. For me, that is probably how I define success now, right? This sort of like soulful success. Because what I found is like whatever result we get to, like wherever like we're getting to, if only I'll get there, wherever there is. And I'm like, there is no there. There is no there, right? There is here. And it's hard because we need to like have something to go towards, right? But that's it. So it's sort of like you have to start wherever you are, right here, right now. And it's really painful and really frustrating, right? It's hard, but when you kind of keep, it's like chipping away slowly, like slow and steady wins the race, that consistency of just continuing to show up, following that soul aligned, you know, guidance. And like remembering that this really is it, like this is the ride. Easier said than done, though. I forget almost every day. I remind myself.
I'm glad you talked about that, because I wanted to pipe in with what a soul professional means to me personally. And it's really my practice of awareness, which is what you're talking about. I mean, everything is awareness. So with awareness, I get the choice. If I can be here now in all of that juicy goodness, then that is all that matters. I am in my success in the moment at every moment. That's the place it is, right? So part of my practice as a soul professional is that awareness kind of every day, all day. And I fall out of it, I come back in. I fall out of it, I come back in. How fast can I get back in is now my question to myself, right? Okay, so Safriana, with this same question, I'll repeat it. You know, it takes that certain something from going to just starting the business to a successful business. What do you think is the most important thing you want people to know about that?
Yeah, and I do speak directly to, this is so funny, we were using the words like redefine success. Laura, you were saying that. That's actually part of my chapter, is redefine success. And it's a little section, so I don't mind spoiling some of it. But my definition of success is that it's sustainable, as in you can actually maintain what you're doing. It creates joy for you, and it has a positive impact on the world. That to me is what success looks like. And so when you're bringing this business entity in, right? You're trying to create it. To me, getting from just like, I have this vision to it being successful for me was actually a lot about realizing how not sustainable my business was. And I had to really pull back and go, wow, okay, I've made all this money, right? Like I've hit milestones financially, but have I hit them energetically? Am I in alignment enough with myself that A, the money is coming in so I can support my lifestyle values as much as I want and need to, but am I also preserving enough of my energy for me? And so that's like, if there's one thing that I would want people to really be aware of, is that there's more to the picture than your tangible resources, right? When we think of resources, money, equipment, software, you know, whatever, like, we can be abundant in those resources and have no energetic resources left to give. And so finding the balance, and this is sort of the doing and the being, right? That to me is success, where it's sustainable because we are walking that line between action and inaction, you know, rest and play, between creation and just dreaming. Like, we need to find this flow. And so I want every single person, there's no one size fits all. There's no one size fits all out there. And that's like the biggest thing I want people to dismantle. We're all one unified whole, and we're all one cosmic being, I believe. And yet we are individuals, and no one size fits any one of us. So finding your sustainable vision, where you are creating balance that creates joy for you. That's what it takes to keep pushing.
Yes, rest, y'all, is a success strategy. We have to remember.
I didn't. That's so much of my story, is just the push, 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 push. And that's why now I really stand in like, no, people, please don't follow this societal structure of how it has to be or how it should be for you to be productive and successful. Like, redefine success for you and create from the bottom up the business of your dreams.
Okay, I got one more juicy one for both of you. Safriana, I'm going to stick with you for this one. So we author experts like to talk about ourselves as guides and facilitators on this journey. We don't fix people. We kind of know this, right? And we want people to know there's really nothing to fix. We want to empower you to connect to your own inner wisdom, that magical place, right? So what's one message you have today to leave with our viewers about this, how can you help them feel empowered about their business?
Empowered in their business. Well, going back to what I was saying, that your business is an extension of you, one of the most powerful things that I learned is that I am my niche. And the more that you can get real with you, Laura and I were talking about the shadow work today, right? The more you can get real with who you are, the more you're going to know how to speak to your audience and really be able to bring in authenticity into your business, right? If you're like putting on a fake persona of who you are, people feel that in your business. If you're showing up heart, soul, body aligned as you, and you're giving your gifts to the world from an authentic, honest place, then you will find your way there, right? It's about leading from the soul. It's about unhooking from the societal expectations and moving away from, again, the shoulds and the have to's and all of that into what really lights me up, what sets my soul on fire, where I'm like, yes, you know, full heart, body, soul, yes, I want to do that. If you're like, yeah, I don't want to do that in my business, that doesn't light me up, you're not going to be successful because you're going to be energetically dragging your feet, right? Versus if you're stepping fully into like, this is what lights me up and this is what makes me shine in the world, other people will see that and they're going to want to work with you in the capacity that you have to offer.
I love that you gave us the example. Yes. Like, you guys can feel that, right? Like, that's yes. Yes to that, Safriana. Like, I want people to understand that's a feeling inside of you. If you've been in zombie land and you haven't felt that in a while, you're not in that place yet. That could be a bit magical, right? So,
yeah. And the energy of shaking is magic. And I recently learned this from one of my coaches, and I was just like, whoa, duh. Every time I'm about to have a big transformation, I shake a little, whether it's shaking at the gym, or shaking because I'm about to say something big, or shaking because I'm just so flipping excited that somebody signed up for my next event or whatever, right? That energy of shaking is like out of stagnation. It's movement. It's literally a vibration. So lean into that. You can play with that. Excitement and anxiety feel the same in the body. Just remember that.
Yeah, really good. Great awareness nugget there. The discernment is key. Okay, Laura. You're going to close us out with this one for you. What do you want people to know? Help them connect to that inner wisdom. Help them feel empowered about their business.
Yeah. So for me, it's all inner game for outer results. Very similar. I could say this very similar answer is really about remembering this is about self-empowerment, that your business is taking you on a journey of growth and evolution. It is going to be uncomfortable day in, day out. And that's the thing, it's going to challenge you, it's going to stretch you, it's going to grow you. And to do your inner work, just to keep doing your inner work, to get out of the way, because it wants, you know, your soul is trying to like grow you and evolve you. And so is your business. It wants to grow, it wants to evolve, it wants to expand. And for me, the only way to keep going, right, is to keep doing that inner work and healing work and looking at where I'm unconsciously like stopping or blocking myself, or the fear, oh my God, the dread, right, of actually taking that step into the unknown. Am I actually going to show up and share this version of me? You know, these parts that have been hiding, and I call them hiding in the shadows of shame. And for me, that is what keeps fueling my fire. Even though it's also the same thing, like what actually terrifies me, right? Where the fear is also kind of where the growth is. And that is actually weirdly what gives me energy. What drains my energy as a business owner is when I hide parts of myself, or I'm putting parts of myself on lockdown, or I'm trying to fit. I don't really do that much, but if I'm like in conflict, right, where I'm like trying to fit in or trying to do something to do the right this or the marketing strategy that or whatever, like that is what drains me and burns me out. When I'm following that inner fuel, that inner fire, that passion that may be different, that may not be what, you know, friends, family, mainstream kind of, you know, the mainstream point of view, that is what keeps me going. That's what keeps me rising. And then like the results kind of follow that. And then you start to kind of see the evidence over time, but you got to hold that vision. You got to follow that. I call it the wealthy wisdom within, or that soul wisdom as your guide, because you're not going to see the results until later, right? Sometimes 1 year, even 5 years down the line. And then what I've just learned is just to trust that and get, I've just gotten used to this kind of process, which feels like being put through the tumble dryer, you know, or like when you're surfing, you're going to fall off the surfboard and be tumbled by the wave, but you're going to get back on the surfboard again and you start to enjoy the game. So remembering it's a game, remembering that it's like growth and evolution is painful and uncomfortable, but it's like also what we're here for. We're here to grow. We're here to evolve. We're here to expand. And staying stuck is like a slow and painful death. It's just like the path to no energy. You've got low energy. You want to be looking at like, where am I not being authentic? Where am I shutting off part of myself? Where am I squashing my life force energy? And go do that work and you'll have a new kind of fuel to your fire.
I love how you guys are. Yes, it you know, this alignment moves you, literally moves you. And so both of you are giving the example of that. Oh my goodness, Laura Waldman and Safriana Luna, thank you so much for what you do in the world and for being here today to share it with everyone. Thank you
so much for having us.
That was a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
So I know that you heard something today that moved you. Maybe you got curious. Maybe you need a little support. So please drop down into our show notes. And I have the authors hooked up there with their websites and their links. And this is so much more than a book project, you guys. It is a very generous community who are waiting for your reach out to help you answer the question, give you some support, take you on the next step of your journey. So go explore their websites. And of course, y'all are invited to our book launch party. That's going to be on July 14th, 11 a.m. Eastern. I have some information down below for you for that. We're going to gather with all of the authors of The Ultimate Guide to Becoming a Successful Soul Professional. They're going to be sharing their inspiration with you on the 14th. And if you happen to be listening to this interview after that date, well, that just means you can hop over to Amazon and grab your copy of this beautiful book. And lastly today, remember everyone, your words change the world when you're brave enough to share them. So it's time to be brave. See you next time, everyone.